I got a question about turning trading into your permanent job and how you would look at that or how that could be accomplished without feeling like you're making the jump too soon. So I have a few thoughts on that. I guess the first thought is that I believe trading can work well as a part-time job if you're a specialist. And what I mean by a specialist is maybe you're only looking for a certain amount of trades, certain kind of trades. So it could be you could have a system where you only look at companies you really like and understand when they have bad news, and then you look to trade them. Or you could only trade unemployment and ECB or central bank numbers. You could be a specialist in economic data. You could be someone who just focuses on like a certain group, a certain sector that you really understand well, and you manage that or that time or those market hours, whatever markets you're in, with your regular job or your day job. And that's a great way to kind of tiptoe in to go full time into it. I think it's odd because I'm full time into it, and I have been for a long while, and I was a 8 to 10 hour a day trader for 10 years or more. And now I spend more time researching and analyzing and less time trading. So I'm kind of almost I'm a full-time trader, but in a sense, I'm part-time in terms of when I'm actually doing it versus when I'm researching it, thinking about it, discussing it with people, analyzing scenarios and setups and stuff like that. So it's more of a planning process now, less of a trading process. So, but it took me a lot of years of experience to get to that point. In terms of financially, it depends on your situation and your personality and your wife or how many kids you have. All those things obviously play into it. No one can tell you what's right or wrong, but from where I sit, I have some thoughts on it. I started when I was 22 or 21 even, and I was trading before that even in high school, but professionally out of college. And I got a job in Chicago doing it I worked for my prop firm for 10 or 12 years. And then I've been on my own for 5 years now, or I think it's 5 years. But so I had to kind of go through the whole process of coming with nothing and slowly making money. But I didn't have a wife. I didn't have kids. So I got to start when I was young. And if I fell on my face, it didn't matter. Didn't make it necessarily easier to learn, but it made it easier from that side of things. So take what I'm saying with that filter, that I didn't actually have to do it. I wasn't 40 years old and making the jump from another job. But if I was, and I really loved trading and I wanted to do the work, I would think that 3 years of savings in the bank, where you could live comfortably for 3 years and have no fear about money, would be where I would sit with it. I think 18 months is the absolute minimum, and 5 years would feel really good. So if you had enough money where you didn't need to make any money for 5 years and you're working on it, that's more than enough. In fact, that's super comfortable to the point where you don't even have to pressure yourself, which may not even be a good thing. You might want a little bit of pressure, but 3 years is a good spot. So that would be how I would look at it, because this is a different business in terms of, I've talked about this before, but your mentality and all the things that come up from childhood or whatever else, feelings of scarcity, feelings of fear, all that stuff comes up when you're not making money for a while, or it's a tough market, or maybe others are making money with a strategy that isn't what you do and your strategy is out of favor, which will for sure happen, where momentum investing could be awesome for a while and then all of a sudden you have to buy deep pullbacks, and buying the highs is a very painful strategy and the market's changed and you have to figure that out. So all those things are bound to happen. And I think the more you get comfortable with sitting through all those cycles and seeing that and understanding that, the more you can handle doing it more full time. So it's not just a money thing, it's also a time thing. It's a psychological thing, like how much can you take before you go insane? And I think having something else to do and having a little bit of a part-time strategy can be really good for that, especially if you can segment off time and know that this is when I'm going to do it. So that's how I would approach it. And I think developing your own community online, or finding people on Twitter that you respect what they say, other things like that, to develop relationships where you can have someone to bounce ideas off of, especially someone around your skill level, maybe a little bit more skilled than you ideally, would be awesome, because it pulls you up and you learn things along the way. So that was something that I still try to do that, and I'm always going to be willing to do that whenever I see an opportunity to. So that's how I'd look at the transition to this as a full-time thing. As a second little segment to this idea of making the switch to trading for your job, I would go back to something I learned when I first started, and they had us find one trade. I've described this before, but one trade that you can kind of count on. Think of it as your go-to trade. And it was popular to look at retracement levels, so I would look at them, and then when they would, I would see them work and then work a second time, and the third time they would start to fail to work, and then I would go the opposite way because I knew people were stuck trying to do that trade. And that was my one trade I would kind of lean on. It was failed technical patterns, to make a long story short. And then from there, I just kind of built out. But it really helped to have something to lean on. So I think once you find a strategy and then a second strategy that you can refine over time and work with, that makes you start to feel a lot more comfortable moving into it more seriously, as opposed to having some success because the market is really good and just trading volatile price action and then thinking that you're able to make the switch could be dangerous, because when the market's busy, everybody has success to different degrees. And then skilled traders have a lot more success. And then you can be confused into thinking, or tricked into thinking, that you've got it and it's easy. And then all of a sudden things change. It's kind of like the cryptocurrency market in 2017. And then now all of a sudden, not so easy anymore. And you don't hear a lot of chatter about how easy it is to make money over there, because it's gotten tough. Every market goes through that. It's the same thing over and over again. It's like Ray Dalio says, it's another one of those. So you learn that, how that works, and you don't have a false sense of security or confidence because you get it. You've been through the cycle. So I think that's as important as the financial side of things.